إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our success in this world lies in adhering to the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, adhering to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, remaining in a state of Islam until we leave this world. Staying in the belief in Allah Ta'ala for our entire lives, every moment in our life, and especially at the moment of death, the day we leave this world. Therefore, we must learn to adhere to Tawheed. We must learn the meaning of Tawheed and how to apply it in our lives, so that we can live by it and so that we can die upon it. And the way that we learn about the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, the oneness in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, is through following the knowledge that has reached us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by following in the footsteps of the pious predecessor ulama, by listening to the guidance and the ilm that has been taught to us through our scholars, that has been passed down from generation to generation until it has reached us. So we must learn from our scholars the meaning of Tawheed. We must learn and understand what does the kalima La ilaha illallah imply and entail, so that we may abide by it and live by it fully. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the kalima La ilaha illallah, it is a negation. There is no ilah except Allah. What is the importance of this kalima, La ilaha illallah? And how do we know what are the different types of ilahs that people worship? What are these different ilahs that people worship that we are commanded to negate and affirm only the oneness of Allah Ta'ala? Let me begin first and foremost by reminding ourselves that the purpose of this creation is to establish the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. And without having the oneness of Allah in our minds and in our hearts, then this world is a world of confusion, of difficulty, of unrest, of stress, of corruption in one's thinking, in one's mind. By following the Tawheed of Allah, the souls are lifted and the human being is brought out of the darkness of shirk and superstition and worship of creation and into the light of the guidance and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Most High, He says in Surah Ar-Rum, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Allah says, whoever attributes partners to Allah Ta'ala, he has indeed strayed away, far, far away from the path. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, by submitting to Allah alone through Tawheed, we must realize that it is Allah alone that we should turn to and call upon, It is Allah alone who controls all of the affairs of the universe. It is Allah alone who is sought in, who is hoped for, who we must fear. It is Allah alone who has dominion over all affairs in the universe. He disposes of all things. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He says, whoever submits his entire self to Allah, he will get his reward from his Lord. And on such, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who submit their entire selves to Allah, they will not have fear, nor will they ever be in sorrow. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the meaning of Tawheed, the reality of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah, lies in three categories that the scholars have defined. One is that the worship of Allah alone, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, that all forms of ibadah are directed to Allah alone. The other category, the second category, is Tawheed al-Rububiyya, that we realize that Allah alone is the Rabb, is the supporter, the creator, the sustainer of the entire universe. And the third aspect of Tawheed is worshipping or knowing that Allah's attributes are unique to Him and not making shirk in His attributes. The Tawheed of Asma'i was Sifat. Beloved brothers in Islam, when we learn about and we establish and we apply and abide by Tawheed in our lives, the souls will be elevated and the heart will truly find peace, and the confusion and corruption of the mind will be removed. As the Sahaba, when they spread on the earth, they told the people in the lands they reached, we have come to you to take you out of the worship of the creation to the worship of the creator of creation. Learning the Tawheed and applying it, it will save us from the misguidance of the false religions, from the excesses of those of the Christians and the Jews who corrupted their texts for a worldly gain, a paltry gain. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the belief in La ilaha illallah, it means that we must abide by it in every circumstance in life, and especially the day we leave this world, at the fitna, at the time of death. And the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed of Allah, it is an aspect, one that we believe in. We believe in the oneness of Allah. It has an aspect of worship, which our acts of devotion are to Allah alone. And another aspect of it is that all legislation, all law, the best of law, the best of commandments, the only acceptable law is the law of Allah Ta'ala. We must acknowledge and believe in this, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. This concept of Tawheed, it is the cornerstone of this religion, rather it is the whole religion. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the Quran Al-Kareem, He mentions and reiterates and emphasizes the concept of Tawheed. He says, Allah Ta'ala, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Worship Allah alone and stay away from Taghut. The ulama, they explain the meaning of Taghut. What is Taghut? Every ilah other than Allah. Taghut is anything that is worshipped in derogation to Allah Ta'ala. And we shall talk about in this khutbah some of those things that are worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Quran emphasizes that our happiness in this world and in the hereafter, it is conditioned upon our establishment of Tawheed. Tawheed of Allah is what separates kufr and iman, the people of the paradise and the people of the fire, dar al-kufr and dar al-islam. It separates us from those who will be destined for the fire. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to the words of Allah Ta'ala as He warns against the dangers of shirk, and polytheism. He says in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 48, if anyone assigns partners to Allah, it is as if he has fallen down from the heaven, or he has been snatched up by birds, or thrown away by a wind to a far and distant place. Allah Most High, He says, regarding the danger of shirk, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah, He does not forgive making shirk with Him, partners with Him, but He forgives anything or what is less than that for those whom He pleases. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, part of Tawheed in Allah, the oneness of Allah, is fulfilling all of His commandments and staying away from what He has prohibited. And every prophet, when he came to his people, he used to say to them, as Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, on the tongues of many of the Anbiya, Ya qawm i'budu Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. O my people, worship Allah. You have no ilah, you have no God besides Allah Ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, all of the prophets, they were commanded to avoid shirk with Allah. Allah Ta'ala, He says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, commanding him, or He says in his tongue, I am commanded to worship Allah and not join partners with Him. Unto Him I call, and to Him is my return. He says, I am commanded to worship Allah and not join partners with Him. Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so Ibrahim At-Taymi, one of the ulama, one of the scholars, he said, if Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded not to make shirk with Allah, and the prophets, they do not make shirk with Allah, then what about us? Should we not be afraid of making shirk with Allah? Should not we be conscious of the danger of shirk? At least understand what shirk is, what are the types of ilahs that people worship, so that we can avoid it ourselves. If Allah has warned Ibrahim from shirk, then we ourselves should beware of it. We see in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved brothers in Islam, how the first wahi, Allah Ta'ala, He warns the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against shirk. He says, وَالرِّجْسَ فَهْجُرْ. Stay away from filth. And the ulama, they divide the filth into what is physical filth and spiritual filth. The spiritual filth is shirk with Allah Ta'ala. And at the end of his life, at the end of the life of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last advice for his ummah was a warning against shirk with Allah, as he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى إِذَا مَاتَ فِيهِمْ الصَّالِحِينَ اتَّخَذُوا قَبُورُهُمْ مَسْجِدًا. The last words of advice for his ummah is, he said, the curses upon the people of the book, because why? When the righteous amongst them died, they built masajid over them, they made shirk with them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this was the target, this was the primary mission of the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala, was to establish the Tawheed of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We see when the Sahaba, they came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give the bay'ah, to give the allegiance to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he always commanded them to give allegiance first, to worship Allah alone, and not to make partners with Him. The hadith of the Jariya, the young girl who came and said she wanted to make allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing he asked her, hadith is narrated in Sahih Muslim, where is Allah? When she said, she pointed above, then he realized that she was a true believer. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Tawheed in Allah Ta'ala, it involves theory and practice. It is understanding that there is no partner with Allah in dominion, no angel, no prophet, no righteous saint. It is realizing that it is Allah alone who deserves all acts of worship. And it is Allah alone whom we call on in dua, make sajda to, make tawaf around His house, slaughter for His sake. It is Allah alone. And there's practice, the practice of tawheed, as the scholars mention. Imam Ash-Shatibi, he mentions something very beautiful. He says that we have the five pillars of Islam. The first, of course, is the shahada, which is our acknowledgement of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But also, he said, all of the pillars of Islam, they are built upon the tawheed of Allah, and they remind us. They remind us, not only do they bring us closer to Allah, our prayer, our fasting, our hajj, our zakah, but they remind us in our hearts to make the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. How is that? He says, when we stand up for prayer, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, the first words, what does it mean? Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Greater than what? Greater than any of the other objects of worship that people establish. He's greater than any idol. He's greater than any prophet. Greater than Isa alayhi salam. He's greater than any angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. He's greater than any object of worship. When we give our zakah, we give it sincerely for the sake of Allah, seeking to purify ourselves. Our intention is for Allah Almighty. When we perform the hajj, of course the hajj, the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, we are acknowledging that we have come, we have answered the command of who? Of Allah, Lord of the universe. No one else's command, in no other deity, the command of Allah Ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we fast, we give up food and drink, it is a secret between a servant and his creator. Nobody knows we are fasting except Allah. We show Allah our sincerity and our closeness, our seeking to get closer to Him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the final aspects of shirk that I'll share with you, and it's a reminder for myself first and foremost. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, shirk will enter my ummah more silently than the creeping of ants on a rock. And what the scholars explain is that a type of shirk, along with worshipping false deities, worshipping angels, making tawaf, or going around the graves of saints and pious people, but another aspect of shirk that is more subtle and more dangerous is lack of sincerity in our worship. This is a form of hidden shirk, the riya, as the Prophet ﷺ warned about. And Allah mentions in the book of Allah, most of them do not believe except they make partners with Him. How is it that they believe and they make partners with Allah Ta'ala? This is in Surah Yusuf. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. They believe in Allah, but they, when they stand in worship, they worship seeking to achieve position, seeking to achieve a status amongst people, seeking to impress the eyes of people instead of standing in worship for Allah Most High. May Allah save us from all forms of shirk. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, fighting for someone other than the sake of Allah, depending on anyone other than Allah, believing that any man can cause harm or benefit, these are types of shirk with Allah, types of ilaz that people take with Allah Ta'ala. Sorcery, charms and amulets, things that people seek protection through, of objects, of a hand, or of any type of omen that they believe will benefit them without the power of Allah. This is types of ilaz, types of shirk. Some people go to graves, they pass their hands over the grave seeking barakah and blessing by those graves. These are also ilahs that they have taken besides Allah. Perhaps they put candles, or some of them they put notes asking for those people in the grave to bring them some benefit. Walayadu billah. These are all idols, all ilahs taken besides Allah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the new forms or types of ilahs that have come about, rather one of the forms of the ilahs that are common in today's modern age is those people who claim that the Sharia of Islam, the legislation of Islam, is backward, that Islam is the cause of the backwardsness of Muslims, or that Islam oppresses women, or that it is the laws of Islam, the punishment for apostasy, that restricts freedom of speech, or the punishment, any of the punishments established by Allah, they are backward or for a different age. Many people, they show outwardness, outward piety, but within they hold hatred towards the Sharia of Allah Ta'ala. This is also a type of making an ilah with Allah, giving anyone the right of legislation, of decreeing what is right and wrong, halal and haram. This is a type of shirk with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As the scholars, they have mentioned in Hassan al-Basri, he was one of the early scholars who warned of this type of shirk. He said that, "I looked on the earth and the most dangerous type of idol that I saw worshipped was the Hawa of people." Hawa is the whims of people, their feelings, without any huda and guidance from Allah. Allah Ta'ala, he says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Did you not see the one who took his God, his deity, his hawa, his whims? His whims. He gave his philosophy, his thinking, his logic, more right to be obeyed than the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah Ta'ala, he says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم. No, by your Lord, they do not believe. لا يؤمنون حتى, until they make you the حكم. يحكموك, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Sharia, the law of Allah, until they make that the guidance, the law that they follow, they do not truly believe. And then they do not find resistance in their soul against your decision, and they accept with fullest conviction. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these people who seek a Sharia other than Allah, their allegiance is to things other than Allah, other philosophies, other systems of law. Finally, beloved brothers in Islam, I remind you and myself that belief in Allah, his Tawheed, is the source of peace of the heart, the source of happiness in this world before the next world. Belief in Allah Ta'ala brings a person, the Tawheed of Allah brings us out of confusion, out of error, out of misguidance, out of worshipping the creation to worshipping the Creator of creation. It brings us out of darkness to the light of Islam. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says, "There is no God but He. Everything is perishing except His face. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا تأويل. اللهم زدنا علما. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. Beloved brothers, straighten the line and close the gaps. Please complete the first lines first. Stawa tadidu, yarhamukum Allah. Let your shoulders be lenient towards your brothers. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. بارك الله فيكم كثيرا طيبا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا
لك الحمد كثيرا طيبا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله